listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We welcome you this morning to the radio broadcast, and we just thank God for another day. It is a blessing just to be alive with the blood still running warm in our veins. And we must give him thanks. We can't take it for granted that we got up this morning, because there ain't nothing good that we done that to deserve it. But it's by his grace and his mercy that we are still here. We're not consumed. We're still here. So that means that God has a plan and he has a purpose for your life. So we need to seek him and find out what it is. If we're not already walking in it, we need to get into Jesus. We need to get into his word. We need to get into prayer. We need to get into fellowship with him, communing with him, spending time with him. We just need to get into Jesus, because anything else is not going to last. Only what we do for Jesus is going to last. Only what we do for Christ. And we're just so grateful this morning that we're still here. We're still here, so we know there's work to be done, and we must tell the whole globe about Jesus. We must get the word out, because time is winding up, and we don't have the time that we think we have. So we have to be mindful and be diligent in our work, because we got to work while it's day, because night is coming when no man can work. And while we have the opportunity, we have to seek him while he yet may be found. So let us go before the throne of grace. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God. We bless you and we magnify you for another day. Lord God, we come to lift up the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you right now that your will be done. Have your way, Lord. Take control over the airwaves right now, Lord God. Lord God, creep in, let your word creep into every home, every vehicle, every business, every place that's under the sound of my voice right now. Let it creep down into the hearts of your people, Lord, those that know you and those that don't know you. Lord God, draw them right now by your spirit, Lord God, as your word go forth. Let it go forth with power and simplicity, Lord God. Let it do what it's supposed to do. Save the engrafted souls of man. Lord God, we thank you right now. We thank you for your Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us and drawing the lost to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for this daily bread, Lord God. This sustains us, this daily bread. We thank you, Lord God, for this daily bread. Open up the volume of the book, Lord Jesus, and make it plain to us. Enlighten the eyes of our understanding, Lord, that it'll get down in our spirit, man, and it'll come alive in us, Lord God. That the seeds of the word will get down in our spirit, Lord, fall on the fertile soils of our spirit and germinate and come to life and bear much fruit. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for your word. It is our life's blood, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for the blood that was shed on Calvary, Lord. We thank you that you paid the price for everything. Everything we're going through, you've already paid the price. Lord God, we thank you for the precious gift of salvation. Lord God, all we have to do is receive it. We thank you this morning, Lord God. We thank you for all that are under the sound of my voice, Lord. Meet them right where they are, Lord God. You know their needs. You know their struggles, Lord God. You know everything about them, Lord. Lord, touch right now in the name of Jesus. Encourage those that are ready to give up, Lord God. Somebody's thinking about committing suicide. Don't do it. Hold on to the hand of Jesus. Hold on to the hand. Turn to Jesus. He's the answer. You've tried everything else. Try Jesus. And I promise you, he'll change your life. Try Jesus. He's the answer to everything and anything that we will go through in this world. He said, there will be trials and there will be tribulations in this world, but be of good cheer because I've already overcome the world. This world system, he's already overcome everything. Turn to Jesus this morning. Lord, we ask a special blessing on the owners of this radio station and the technicians, the men and women who make it happen in this place, Lord God. Bless them, anoint them, continue to strengthen them and encourage them, Lord God, to do the work. Father, we thank you right now for blessing and touching and continue to anoint all the men and women of God who come through this radio station, Lord God, who preach and teach and minister the gospel, all the songs that are sung in your name, Lord Jesus. Continue to anoint over the airwaves in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you right now. We thank you for forgiving us of our sins, Lord, though they be many, Lord, that you see our greatest need, and that is to be closer with an intimate, more personal relationship with you, Lord Jesus. Draw us this morning, Lord. Draw us this morning by your spirit, Lord. Oh, we just thank you right now, Lord. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I feel something this morning, y'all, Lord. I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit this morning. I thank God for Jesus, and I thank Jesus for the Holy Ghost. We're looking at this morning, we're looking at Romans. Romans, the 12th chapter. And last time we did 3 through 6. But this morning, I'm going to read 9 through 15. I don't know if I'll get through all of it, but we're going to work on it, okay? There's a lot of meat on this bone. And in order for us to be proportioned, to have our proportion of faith, we need to be grounded and rooted in our belief system. And not only that, if we don't have love, we have nothing. It profits us nothing. The Apostle Paul said, you just a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. All your works is up in smoke if you don't have love. Why you do what you do? What's your motive? Do you do it out of love? Or do you do it for selfish gain and filthy lucre? Why do you do what you do? I don't want to be one of them that the Lord say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you on that day when you come saying, I did this in your name, Jesus, and I did this in your name. No. Why are you doing it? Are you doing it for your own platform to build your own self up? Are you puffed up in pride? Why do you do what you do? Why do you say what you say? Why do you go the places you go? We need to check, excuse me, we need to check ourselves. Huh? Because God knows our heart. And to be proportioned in faith according to our faith, we need to have our hearts in the right posture. Because without the heart, and I'm talking about the heart, the spirit man, our spirit need to be in the right posture. In faith. That's the only way we can love. We can love and we need the Holy Ghost because it's supernatural. And this right here is dealing with a lot of good stuff right here. And I'm gonna read some of them. I'm going to read some of them, like I say, 9 through 15, and we'll see how far we get. Let love be without dissimulation. Dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessities of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Let love be without dissimulation. and abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Don't be a hypocrite. That's what dissimulation is. Love without being a hypocrite. Huh? Because love is action. And love don't do some of the things that we do to the people that we say we love. If we love Christ, we must first love those that are around us. We've never seen Jesus, but we say we love him. And then we treat those in the house with us all kind of way. That's not right. That's hypocrisy. Huh? We can't say we love them if we don't show them that we love them. Words, talk is cheap. I know you by the fruit. Huh? That's how they gonna know us. By our love one for another. That's how they gonna know we his Jesus' disciples. We're little Christ. Huh? We're Christ-like. Because of our love one for another. And I just told you a few minutes ago, that without love, it profits us nothing. So we can't be hypocritical in our love. We must genuinely love, and we can't do it without the Holy Spirit. And we got to have faith in the finished work on the cross, because God so loved the world. Huh? That's the greatest demonstration of love I know. Agape love. Huh? Ain't expecting nothing in return. Agape love. That's the God kind of love. Hmm? That God wasn't looking for nothing. We were still in our sin, still in our mess. And God sent his only begotten son to die for us, to stand in our stead. Huh? To be weighed down in that garden with our sins pressing down on him. Huh? He who knew no sin became sin for us. That's why the tears came down. That's why the sweat was so intense. It was almost like blood. It was like blood. It wasn't blood. But it was so intense because of the pressure, the weight of the sin that we was committing. He was carrying it all to the cross so we could be forgiven. That's hope. Resurrection, life, power, that's hope. That's hope. So I don't care where you at today, what you're doing, what you're going through, what life is throwing at you. There's hope at the cross. There's hope in Jesus, because he carried everything to the cross. Everything and anything. We have a high priest. He can identify with whatever you're going through. So we must have love one for and be kindly affectionate one to another. Show some love. People are so mean and nasty. In traffic, they'll flip you off and run you over and will shoot at you. Just over crazy stuff because somebody was going too slow in front of them. I mean, in the fog, they're passing and acting crazy. Get in front of you, slam on brakes. In the fog, who does that? I mean, we need to check ourselves, y'all, because God is watching everything. Why do you do what's in your heart? Because what's in your heart is going to come out your mouth. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. And it's your actions. It's going to show forth in what's in your heart. So we got to be kind, kindly affectionate to one another. Show some love. Be kind. It don't hurt to be kind. Turn that frown upside down and smile for a change. Sometimes a smile, when you smile at folk, that'll be the best thing to happen. And it changed their whole day. It can give them hope. Smile at folk. Don't frown. Don't be mean mugging. Show some love. Be kind to folk. In honor, preferring one another. We have to prefer. We have to want to love on one another. We have to prefer. I prefer you because I love you. Huh? I'm seeking after what's best for you. So So I'm going to tell you about Jesus. I'm going to tell you about his love. I'm going to tell you about his goodness, his kindness, his sacrifice, his eternal life. I'm going to tell you about all of that because I prefer you. Huh? I choose you. We need to choose one another. Choose one another because we all in this together. We must love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And your neighbor's just not the one who's in the same area with you, in the same neighborhood. Next door, you can stand out the door and holler at them. That's not just your neighbor. Your neighbor's everyone you come in contact with. All over the globe is your neighbor. Yes, and we need to bring them into the kingdom if they're not already part of the kingdom. That's our neighbor. We got to love them like we love ourselves. It don't make no difference. I've been told more than once that I don't meet no stranger because that's the attitude that I have towards people. I greet them as my brother and my sisters, even if they don't know. But if the Holy Ghost move while we're in conversation, they will know and they will receive him. But I treat everybody the same with love. I come to them with love, with the love of Christ. They should see the love of Christ. They should be drawn to you. Huh? By the anointing that's on your life through the Holy Spirit. They should be drawn to you. And when they're drawn to us, we need to lead them and point them to Christ. That's the period. That's what it's all about. Because souls are hanging in the balance. Souls are hanging in the balance and we playing around. We worrying about things that don't even make no difference. Because all this stuff that we can see is temporary. It's the unseen in the spirit realm that is eternal. And that's where our spirit, our soul is going to spend eternity. That's what we need to be concerned with. Because these earthen vessels, we can make them look good down here, but they just for down here. I mean, they're earth suits. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. They're going back to the earth. This is only for our earthly assignment. Because a spirit has to have a body, a host, to be in the earth realm. So it's illegal without a host, without a body. That's why we have this body. So we can move and we have dominion through the Spirit of God. We have dominion because we are born again. We have dominion because we are sons and daughters of God. We have dominion. Don't quit letting the devil just trample on you. We have the authority and we have the power in Christ Jesus because Christ is living on the inside of us when we are born again. Because his spirit dwells with us and in us and on us. So we have the authority. Walk in your authority and walk in love. Huh? Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Not slothful in business. When I go to work, I give them 110%. So I need to do the same thing in the kingdom. Right now, I'm doing kingdom business. Kingdom is a business of leading souls to Christ, of feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, giving drink to those that are in thirst. Huh? Giving them the living water, giving them Christ, giving them Jesus. Lead them to the one who can do all things but fail. That's our business. So we got to give 110% for God's business. I just told you. Huh? We got to work while it's day because night is coming and we can't work. So we got to put in the work now. So when that time come, we can hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Huh? You've been faithful over a few. Come on up higher into the master's joy. Huh? And I'm going to make you rule over many. Because we're going to work in heaven too. But it's going to be a different kind of work. But we must work. Don't be slothful. Don't be lazy, preacher. Huh? Tell them. Tell them about the Lord. Give it to them. Just like it's in the Bible. Not man's doctrine. But God's word. Huh? Don't preach another Jesus. Don't preach another gospel. Preach the word of God, the unadulterated word of God, and that will save the souls. It has the power to save the soul. It is the power of God until salvation. That's why I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because the power is in the word, because the word is Jesus. This is the word, huh? The logos, the written word is Jesus. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Rejoicing in hope. There's hope in Christ Jesus. There's hope at the cross. He's already paid the price. So we have hope in him. Patience in tribulation. Continued instant in prayer. We're going to go through. There's many tribulations and trials and ups and downs and heartaches and heartbreaks and loss. And there's all kind of turmoil and wars and rumors of wars and famine and inflation. There's so much going on right now. But guess what? Revival is still breaking out. God is still moving. And he's pouring out his spirit on all flesh, because we're in those days. Huh? God's glory is going to fill this place to capacity. He's moving. He's moving by his spirit. You can see it if you have eyes to see. But you got to see it through the spiritual eyes. Huh? You can't be blinded by this world system, because you got to see before you see it. That's faith. That's walking by faith. Huh? That's walking by faith, because you see before you see it in the natural. You already see it in the spirit realm. So God is still moving regardless of what's going on. But we got to continue. Huh? Be patient. Be patient. Be faithful. Self-control. Be patient. Temperance. Be patient. Fruits of the Spirit. Be patient. Be patient. And you can only do that through the Holy Spirit leading you and guiding you. That's the only way. We can't do it in our natural strength. We need the Holy Ghost. Continue in prayer. Stay in prayer. That's how we fight our battles. On Kneebone Alley. Go down on Kneebone Alley. If you can't get on your knees sometime, I can't get down there, because they be aching. But I still give God the glory, because I can feel the pain. Huh? I'm still alive. I'm still moving. I can feel it. But I'm still praying, because I know when I pray, I bring Jesus into my situation. I bring him into whatever I'm going through, because he's already aware of it, but he wants to be a part of it. He wants to be included in it, and he'll move. And even if he don't, his grace is sufficient. That's what he told Paul, because guess what? He wanted Paul to stay humble and stay in his presence, because a lot of times when everything is good, we don't pray. We don't spend time with the Lord. We all play with the blessings, and we forget about the blesser. We all on our boats, huh? We all fishing, and we all doing everything else, driving our new car, playing with our new house, all this stuff that God blessed us with. We forget about God. But we got to continue in prayer in the good and in the bad. We got to continue in prayer. And when you're going through, that's when you come to the Lord even more so. And a lot of times, these trials and tribulations come to make us stronger, to build us in our faith, to strengthen us. Because we learn through experience. And we learn that we can trust in the Lord. And that's how we get our witness. That's how we get our witness. And that's how we get our testimonies for going through the tests. No tests, no testimony. We can't witness to them about something we ain't been through. And so when we're going through, and it's not about you, it's about all the folk you're going to be able to help, that when they're going through some of the same things or similar, you can be able to reach out and say, look, been there and done that, got the t-shirt, the hat. So this is what the Lord did for me. This is what I did. This is what I've done in the past, huh? That worked for me in the Word of God, in prayer, in drawing closer and spending time with the Lord. And so we can tell, so we can help them. It's only equipping us for the work of the ministry and the edifying of the body of Christ. That's all it's doing, is build. That's the work. That's the work that we're doing. Huh? We're discipling so they can disciple. That's the work. So we got to stay instant instant in prayer, always praying, always, not ceasing, distributing to the necessities of the saints, giving to hospitality, giving when you can give, blessing. Lord, I thank you that I've been blessed to be a blessing. Give. It is better to give than to receive, because God gives seed to the sower. The more you give, the more you're going to get. Give, give, give. It is better to give. It does something to your heartstrings when you give. And give with a gracious heart from the spirit, from your spiritual muscle. Give from that place with a pure heart and clean hands. Give from that place, because God knows your heart. He knows what's your motivation. Why are you doing this? So if you don't give with the right heart posture, you might as well keep it to yourself. And that goes right back to love. You got to give in love, not grudgingly or of necessity, because God loves a cheerful giver. Give out of love that you have for those folk and for the ministry and for the upbuild of the kingdom. Give out of love for the need around you. People are in need. Give from that place. Don't walk past them. Give. Be given to hospitality. Open up your doors. When the three strangers came to Abraham, which one was the Lord and two angels with him, he ran out of the tent to meet them and greeted them and fell on his face. Given to hospitality. He told Sarah to prepare the cakes and told the servants to kill the calf and prepared it and laid it before him and gave him drink. Given to hospitality. Because we got to be careful, unawares of how we entertain strangers. Because you may be entertaining angels. Given to hospitality. In love, y'all. If you don't remember nothing else I said, we must do it in love. And we must have faith, because it's not in our strength. It's in the strength of the Lord. The Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of us gives us the strength. It gives us the strength to love the unlovable. To pray for those that curse us and not curse them back. So be mindful of that. Just remember, until next time, we love you. We're praying for you. Keep the faith. Don't give up. Keep on pressing, because Jesus is soon. Amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you, and we're praying for you. Amen.
Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord. This is Cynthia West with For Such a Time as This. Say with me if you want to, Holy Spirit, thank you for showing me Jesus. Please let Jesus be seen in me. Amen. Revival is a people saturated with God. Holy Spirit is sovereignly choosing those who are hungry and thirsty for Him, choosing to descend